We are going to start Hilchos Tefillah, and the Mishnah in Brachos Daf Chaf says that women are chayiv in Tefillah. That is clear, that the Mishnah says that women are chayiv in Tefillah. They are obligated to daven. And the question is, what exactly does that mean? How much are they obligated to daven? How often? What are they obligated on a deraisa level? On a derabanan level? But that is clear that women are obligated to daven. And there are two opinions in the Rishonim what exactly women are obligated to daven, and in regards to men as well. The first opinion is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is of the opinion that according to Torah law, medayraisa, every day a person is obligated to daven a short prayer, a short tefillah. And that is both for men and for women. It's based on a pasuk, and this is an obligation to daven every day. Since it's every day, it is not a zman grama, it is not considered at a set time, it's once a day, every day, and therefore women are obligated in that same obligation on a deiraisa level. Now when we say a short prayer, that means a shevach, a bakasha, and a hodah. A praise, a request of Hashem, a bakasha, and a hodah, and thanking Hashem. So technically, on a deiraisa level, according to the Rambam, a man and a woman, all they need to do is, they wake up in the morning, and they say, Hashem, you are great, please help me, thank you very much. It's a praise, you are great, please help me, is a bakasha, and thank you very much, that is a hayda, a thanking of Hashem. However, midrabanan, the Rabbanan come along and they say that that is not sufficient. That's not enough to just simply do that once a day, every day. And the Rambam's opinion is that midrabanan, for men, they have to have the regular Shmona Esrei that we all know of. Of course, the format of that Shmona Esrei is also a Shevach, a Bakasha, and a Hodah, three brachos of a Shevach, many Bakashos, and three brachos of Hodah. But that is for men that they are obligated in the full Shmona Esrei. However, the Mefarshim explained, according to the Rambam, that midrabanan for the women, that is the same as their obligation midrabanan. We do not add any obligation to the women, even on a derabanan level. And therefore, on a derabanan level, what women are obligated is the same as they are obligated on a derabanan level, and that is a short prayer of a shevach, a bakasha, and a hodah. So that is the opinion of the Rambam, that midrabanan, both men and women, need a short prayer, a short tefillah, and midrabanan, the men need the full Shmona Esrei, and the women still need the same short tefillah. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The other opinion is the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban is of the opinion that the only time someone is obligated to daven, to pray, on a deiraisa level, is when that person is in an ace tzara. When that person is in actual distress, a person needs a specific refuah shleima, a specific bracha in parnasa or nachas or whatever it is, they're in an eis tzara, a time of distress, then they have an obligation midairaisa to daven. And that is both for men and for women. But on a deiraisa level, they are not obligated to daven every day. They would get a mitzvah, but they're not obligated to daven every day. Midrabanan, we say that that is not sufficient. Just to daven, just to have an obligation to daven when a person is in Eis Tzara, if everything is going great, really they wouldn't have to daven. That is hard to believe on a Dirabanan level. So the Ramban says what the Rabbanan came along and said that you have to daven is both for men and for women, two Shmona Esreis every day, what we call Shachris and Mincha, two Shmona Esreis every day. All the other tefillos before the Shmona Esrei is extra. But as far as the actual Shmona Esrei itself, that is an obligation twice a day. Now, that is a mitzvah shahazman grama. It comes at a set time because the Shachris needs to be in the morning and the Mincha needs to be in the afternoon. The specific times, Bez Hashem in the future, will discuss that. But the Ramban says, even though that it would seem to be a zman grama, still women are also obligated to daven two Shmona Esreis every day, Shachris and Mincha. And he says that the reason is that it is bakashas rachamim. It is requesting mercy. All the requests that we make from Hashem, and we ask Him for mercy for many different aspects of our lives, that applies just as much for women as much as it does for men. So even though it comes at a set time, still women are obligated. So again, a recap of the Ramban's opinion is that midoraisa, both men and women are only obligated to daven at a time of an eis tzara. But midrabanan, both men and women are obligated to daven two shmona esreis every day, shachris and mincha. And the question that you all want to know is, how do we paskin? A very important question. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Brura says that we paskin like the Ramban. And that means that we are obligated on a derabanan level to daven every day, both men and women, two shmona esreis every day. So the Mishnah Brura is telling us, perhaps there are other paiskim that disagree with this, but we generally go with the Mishnah Brura, who says this is the opinion of Rav paiskim. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura comes out like that women are obligated to daven two shmona esreis every day. The problem is that many times we have married women that are so involved in caring for their children, and they don't have the time to daven shmona esrei in the morning, perhaps in the afternoon as well. But for sure in the morning, many times we have that women, by the time they get up and they get their kids dressed and they get the kids breakfast and they pack up their lunch and get them off to school, then they have to get dressed and they have to run out to work. They don't have the opportunity to daven. That's what we call an ones. And there's different explanations why exactly they are exempt, but the simple understanding is that they are an ones. It's totally not their fault. They are so busy with their family and their children and other obligations that because of that we say they are not obligated to daven shmona esrei in the morning. Perhaps for single girls that they do have the time, or if a person, even if they're married but they don't happen to have any children yet, or they just have little children, or they don't work, and after the children go off to school they are able to daven, definitely a person should go ahead and daven. But many times we find that a woman is not able to daven in the morning. However, what the Paiskim say to do is that don't just simply not daven, but rather at least daven according to the opinion of the Rambam. And that means that a woman should say a short tefillah of a Shevach, a Bakasha, and a Hodah. And the Paiskim tell us that a person could accomplish that with saying Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is the brachos of Lasok B'divrei Sora, and V'harevna, and Ashabachar Banu. And then next we say Yivarechacha and Eilu Dvarim, so we could learn right afterwards. But that is what a woman should do. I find it very hard to believe that a woman doesn't have the time just to say Birchas HaTorah. How long does it take already? 2 minutes, perhaps. Definitely a woman should be able to find the time to say Birchas HaTorah, and it could be it's a halacha that you know of, but this is the reasoning, that since the Rambam's opinion is that women are only obligated, even on a Durabana level, to say just a short tefillah, which is this Birchas HaTorah accomplishes that, so yes, even though we paskin like the Ramban, but in a situation where a woman does not have the time for that, so we say that she can rely on the Rambam. But again, technically speaking, we should paskin like the Mishnah Brura, that paskin like the Ramban, that a woman should be obligated to try to daven two shmona esreis every single day. Bez Hashem, in the future, we'll have to see more about if a person forgets to daven and the other parts of davening. But for shmona esrei, that is the halacha. And if a woman does not have the opportunity to daven in the morning because she is busy with her family, at least she should try to fulfill the opinion of the Rambam, which one can accomplish with the Birchas HaTorah. And this short tefillah that we say, a shevach, a bakasha, an odah, this is the foundation of our belief in tefillah. We praise Hashem, that Hashem is Almighty, and that everything that we have comes from Him, and that we give our requests, we beseech Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for all our requests, and we thank Hashem because we realize that ultimately everything is from Him. And when a person is in an eis tzara, whether for refuah shleima, like we're gathering here, for refuah shleima for a specific child, or refuah shleima for the whole community, or for the whole Klal Yisrael, or other tzaras that people are in, many other tzaras that we daven for, we are allowed and we are supposed to make our proper hishtadlos. As far as doctors are concerned, whether it's going to shadchanim or researching to find the proper job, a person is allowed to and is supposed to do their proper hishtadlos. But we have to believe that ultimately it all comes down to tefillah. And everything that happens in this world is run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we say a shevach, a bakasha, an odah, Hashem knows what we want. Hashem knows what we need. That's a famous question. People want to know, why do I have to daven? Hashem knows what I need, and Hashem knows that I want it. But we have to express ourselves and show that we believe, be'emunah shleima, that everything that we have comes from Hashem, and that Hashem is the one who decides, and Hashem gives and takes, and we don't understand necessarily the master plan. But Hashem is the one in charge, and that is why we have to express our tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I happened to have been talking a few hours ago to my Rosh Hashiva from Shara Torah, Rav Shalom Spitz, and we were talking about brachos. He said, yeah, brachos are, you know, for the gedolim and for rebbes, that they give brachos, but he said that a kapitul tilim anyone can say. Anyone can say a kapitul tilim, could cry their heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's for themselves, whether it's for others, for a specific chayla, or for Klal Yisrael at large. And that's why it's so special that we're all gathering here, gathering together on the phone tonight to say tilim, and Bez Hashem in the future, to daven. Everyone can say a kapitul tilim, and that is what Hashem wants to see. That Hashem wants to see that we know that it's all up to Him, and yes, we need to do the proper ishtadlus, but to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to recognize that all praises go to Hashem, all requests are decided by Hashem, and to ultimately all the nachas and the parnasa and the health and the good that we all are blessed with in our lives, ultimately we have to thank Hashem for all of that.